This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. 40 years ago today, Argentina experienced a military coup, throwing out of office then-President Isabel Perón. What followed was 7 years of a military dictatorship where tens of thousands of people disappeared. What actually happened is that they were tortured and killed by the militia. The military claimed these people were from violent guerrilla groups, threatening Argentina's democracy. But many were college students, professors, priests, social workers, anyone really who was deemed a threat or spoke out against the Argentine government. The role the U.S. has played in Argentina's so-called dirty war is still a little unclear, which is why President Obama, who is in Argentina today, has pledged to declassify U.S. military and intelligence records surrounding the events. With us now to talk more about this is Mark Jones, a fellow in political science at the Baker Institute at Rice University. Thanks so much for your time, Mark.
Oh, my pleasure.
So many Americans probably don't know a lot about the country's involvement in Argentina's dirty war, but I understand a lot of Argentines feel some lingering anti-American sentiment because they feel maybe the U.S. is even responsible for some of the crimes committed during that time.
Well, if not responsible, at least complicit in the murders that took place early during the 1976 dictatorship that lasted until 83, which generally is referred to as the process. And declassifying these archives will go a long way towards clarifying what the actual U.S. role was. And it's probably going to look bad for the United States in the short term, but in the long run, it will be beneficial because it will clear the slate, because most Argentines already believe that the U.S. government played a serious role, and this will provide the evidence they're looking for, or perhaps confirm that it wasn't as bad as they thought.
Right. And so what are some of the possible outcomes? You said initially it might look bad. What kind of things are we expecting to learn?
We're going to see, I think, more than anything else, how actively involved the United States government was and how much the U.S. government knew about what was going on, particularly the kidnappings, the tortures, the murders of civilians throughout Argentina. And the more we find out that the United States knew, the worse it's going to look for the United States in historical perspective, but the better it looks for the United States right now in the Obama administration, because it shows that the United States is being honest with Argentina about its past misdeeds and making some amends. In terms of what it could occur as a result of this in Argentina, we could see some new prosecutions if individuals who hadn't previously been charged with crimes against humanity or other crimes are revealed in these documents, and that could be the proof that Argentine prosecutors need. Although, since this did occur 40 years ago, many of those individuals are no longer living.
So President Obama visiting Argentina, as we mentioned, how do you think that will benefit or go anywhere to sort of mend this relationship between Argentina and the U.S.?
The United States and Argentina did have relatively good relationship during the 1990s. The bilateral relations went downhill relatively fast over the past dozen years during the presidencies of first Nestor Kirchner and Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Particularly, the Kirchners were seen as, viewed the United States as antithetical or as opposed to Argentina's best interests. And the Kirchners tended to be a little more to the left on many economic and political issues, and did not hesitate to effectively use the United States and attacking the United States as a rallying cry for some Argentine citizens. What we're going to see now is that the government of President Mauricio Macri is more on the center to the center right, and has as a fundamental goal improving Argentina's economic conditions, and that can only be done with international and foreign investment, and especially investment from the United States. And so President Macri is looking to convince Americans and American companies and American investors that Argentina is now open for business. And that's one of the reasons why President Obama is actually traveling to Argentina, is to send that exact same signal to the U.S. business community that it's morning in Argentina again, and that it's a completely different government than what was there over the past dozen years.
Mark Jones is a fellow in political science at the Baker Institute at Rice University. Thank you again, Mark.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.